Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everyone, and I'll tell you what, time flies, whether you're having fun or not, but Reesa, are you on with us? Okay. Reesa. Okay. Reesa's not in yet. That's fine. We got, she's going to be on in a minute. We have a very, very interesting guest on today, Nicholas Koster, which some of you will remember, most of us baby boomers will. Nicholas has been in the soaps for many years. I'll tell you what. You know, sometimes we went over this before. You'll be driving down the street and you'll hear a song or something comes up from or a commercial. They'll bring something up from the past and it just brings back old memories. And when I hear the name Nicholas Koster, it brings me back to some of the shows back. You remember All My Children or As the World Turns or Another World? I was, it's not like I sat around and watched soaps all the time, but some of them were pretty interesting. I was on the fire department in a suburb of Chicago, and sometimes to pass the time, I mean, we did a lot of drills and so on, but you'd catch a soap opera. But what I found out that was I'd find an interesting scenario where, oh, this is kind of cool. I want to see what happens. The guy falls down an elevator shaft.
Reesa's on the show.
But then they would follow it up. Reesa, are you on with us?
I'm here.
There you are. I was telling them the scenario of the soaps when we'd watch a soap and then you'd miss it for a couple of days.
I heard you.
And, you'd miss it for maybe even a week or so, and then all of a sudden you'd pick it up, and the guy's still down at the bottom of the elevator shaft, so you didn't really miss anything.
I watch soap operas. I'm a dedicated Days of Our Lives fan, and sometimes when I was working, I've literally been watching for years. So.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Right into our hot topics. You want to go first, Reese?
Sure. I'm just going to talk a second about Bike Week LA. It's a week that LA is kind of, Los Angeles is trying to become a bike-friendly town. Mm-hmm. And so this week they're kind of honoring people with bikes. They're going to have bike rides all over LA. They're going to highlight the bike paths. So if you see them popping up all over Los Angeles, they're trying to keep the bicyclists safe. And for us baby boomers, it's actually something that we can do that's low impact. It's good aerobic exercise. It builds muscles, works your lungs. You can work up a sweat, or you can do it at a slow pace. So you might want to Google Bike Week LA if you live in the Los Angeles area. And we've got beautiful weather year-round. It's something we can do year-round here. And even if you're not in Los Angeles, bicycling is a good form of exercise. It gets you outdoors. You can do a stationary bike, but you can also get outdoors and just ride your bike. And with the new bike lanes, it's a little bit more safer than it used to be.
Okay, so, another card to put in with the health factor for the baby boomers. And I remember that when I used to ride a bike, Reesa, I used to actually sleep better at night. You know, just the exercise. I mean, these are all things, guys, remember that you don't want to be stagnant. That's one of the things. You want to, okay, it's time to retire. You want to get up, keep moving. And, you know, we're finding out that a lot of people do. And totally. And I'll just slip this in there for my hot topic. It's basically a daily fix, all right? I'm not going to go into a deep scenario on health and so on and so forth, but you know, don't have to run to the gym every day, and you don't have to have a guru keeping you informed on nutrition, although I mean that can help. But here's the thing, just get your little veggie machine, try to do a couple of your veggie drinks a day, like Reesa said, with the bicycle is great, do some walking, just keep moving. And you know, it's really to get your sleep, drink a lot of water, you know, you don't have to read 7 books. I squeezed a lot of books together, and I came out with cabbage, spinach, zucchini, carrots, and broccoli. Put them in a drink. Start doing that twice a day, and believe me, you'll feel the difference. Then you'll be able to get on your bike and go around. But I want to find out if you're going to be doing that, Reza.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric Ezizuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're like...
All right, and we're back. And, Reza, did I... You know, our guest, Nicholas Koster, can you go back? Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember not to be
Nicholas. There he is. Hello, Nicholas.
I'm trying to remember not to be Nicholas Cage.
that's just one of our typical baby boomer slip-ups, you know. I mean, that, I just fall back on that, you know.
He's a little younger than I. He's a little younger than I.
Plus, but I'll tell you, you know.
I think he needs a little more money.
Nicholas, you know, you know Reza Gray from the Betty White Soft the Rocker. She's our co-host. Have you guys met before?
I've never met Nicholas, but I have admired his work for years. He was on Another
Well,
World.
Thank you.
One of my favorite soap operas while it was on.
Cool.
Thank you.
And Reza, I'll tell
you're
welcome. Nicholas is a busy guy. I mean, he's the example of what we do on our show. Nicholas, we try to get out there, and Reza gives reports, I give my reports. We try to use examples of, you know, keeping active after your after retirement. You know, you have to keep moving, and boy, you're an example of that, because I met you, it was a couple of years ago. We were out on your boat. We were doing a little shoot with the Bay, the series. And
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
And you're talking about redoing your boat, which is a lot of work, and the painting and all that. And then when I was talking the other day, you're down in New Orleans redoing the homes down there. So, I mean, you definitely keep busy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
And we just, by the way, the Bay just won an Emmy for all of us. I'm one of the producers, and we won an Emmy for a daytime, and that was really cool.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Now, the bay is where?
I'm sorry?
Where does the Bay air?
The Bay is on the internet. Forgive me, I wish I could tell you the channel, but I'm a computer idiot.
I'll talk to
Reza.
Well,
you and Jim will get along well. But it's on the internet, so you just...
So I'm down here... Yeah, I'm down here. Oh, by the way, I want to thank all the fans over the years, because I hold a dubious distinction of having played more romantic leads on daytime than anybody alive or dead. And I suspect
right.
that will hold because there aren't that many soap operas anymore. So I've actually played on 10 of them, including The Bay. And I want to thank all the fans across the country. It's just... And now, where are you guys? Where is this radio show emanating?
We're in L.A., based out of L.A.
Oh, you're in L.A.
I'm
okay,
in Orange County. Reza's in L.A.
That's cool. Well, listen, I grew up in L.A. I went to trombone school down in South Central when I was a kid in high school. And so L.A. was my home and now is again. And then I lived in New York for 25 years. I was in the theater and all that stuff, and did a bunch of soap operas in New York as well. So I've had a rich career. And then my other life is I have a thing called the Challenges Foundation, which we teach wounded veterans to sail. And
right,
and,
right.
And then we're right now, my Russian wife and I are down here in New Orleans restoring yet another Katrina-damaged house. And kind of everybody wins because we use Green Project and Habitat supplies. And then we don't gouge on the rent, and we rebuild the house with our own two hands. And my wife is not afraid of hard work. So that's what we're doing right this second.
We were we were down in New Orleans, Eric and I, a couple months ago for a Christmas situation down there. Eric did his magic with his phone, with this LinkedIn thing, and so many people showed up. It's amazing, this technology. And, you know, when we mentioned Aretha's in L.A., I'm in Orange County, the show is all over the world. It's amazing. And so you're now, you were born in London, right?
I was born in London of a New Zealand father and an American mother. And then my father was a leading film critic in England, but he went off and volunteered for the Royal Marines at the beginning of the war. And then Lord Mountbatten found out he was there kind of anonymously. And he said, come with me, and I'm starting a thing called the Commandos. So he went off with Mountbatten and was in the first detachment ever formed, the Royal Marine Commandos. Then he went off to India and Burma with Mountbatten and spent 6 years in the war and in India. My American mother had brought us here and brought us up alone. She brought three children up alone here in California. And then I went back to England to go to college when I was 16 and re-met my father and had a great time for a year and a half. Thank God. And then he died not long after that. But I got to have a terrific year and a half, you know.
That's amazing. And I remember what you're talking about because I follow, you know, I do the history and Mountbatten and everything and Indonesia and all that. That was some really interesting, you know, stories they had. And they really made history over there.
Yeah, and he was a democratic guy. He was not a British Raj kind of ruler. And my father was the same. He had many Indian friends and people from Pakistan after the war in England. And he said, your father is a very good man. He's not a Raj officer, you know. And it was cool. It was getting to know a guy again like that, you know.
So, Nicholas, now you're
producing. Which do you prefer, acting or producing?
Oh, I'm supposed to be an actor. I've just written two screenplays, one of which we hope to do shortly, which is a horror thriller, and has to do with an old writer who gets involved in a plot that involves, when he writes a horror thriller, he has no idea that the real villain in the plot is alive and well and comes to get him and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my.
Did you just create that yourself? I mean, I didn't know you were into the horror sci-fi. That's cool.
Well, I wasn't, but a Russian friend of my wife, he's over here learning English, and he said, Nicholas, I have an idea. I said, what's your idea? And he told me this very simple idea of a guy, you know, that idea. And I said, okay, what do you want to do with it? And he said, well, maybe we can make a movie. So I wrote the thing, and he helped me design the whole storyline. And now he's off in Northern California busy, but I'm going to make this movie. So, yeah, that's next.
Well, hey, you got our support.
You've also been involved in sci-fi over the years. You did Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek.
With Whoopi.
Whoopi and I became instant buddies on Star Trek. What a great woman. That was the treat of all treats, getting to know her. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That was really cool. Yeah, I played the Earth Admiral who experiments on the android's daughter and she dies, and then I felt really bad.
Oh, my.
That is so cool.
As well I should.
Now, going back, Nick, you know, some of these, because I was into the Shock Theater. I don't know if you remember Shock Theater. And it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was in the Cheney home down in Beverly Hills. I went in there. It was listed on the market. And I went in there, and the broker was explaining to me that Lon Chaney Sr., because Lon Chaney Jr. was the guy, I remember, the Wolfman. And he said that that Lon Chaney Sr. had, after he, you know, reached his, well, he was pretty successful. He had this nice home built down in Beverly Hills on Westminster Boulevard.
Oh,
there.
Very successful,
Big home. And he said that he had it built, but he wasn't able to move in. He had a heart attack before it was finished, so he didn't wasn't able to move in. But he was telling me that do you remember the scenario when Howard Hughes crashed his plane into Beverly Hills? Years ago.
Vaguely, I was a kid, but I vaguely remember.
Okay, now, the home that was hit was next to the Cheney home in a damaged part of the Cheney kitchen. And that was, so he said that, the people that lived around there, Sonny and Cher, and a lot of stars used to live in the area. But, Lon Chaney. Now, have you met, do you go back where you've met Karloff and Chaney and Vincent Price and some of those people?
I did meet Vincent Price. I did when I was first in New York. I was a good fencer, and they hired me as a fencing expert on a thing called the Three Musketeers on Hallmark or one of those. And it was a live television show. And he played Cardinal. He played the Cardinal.
Oh.
And he was really adorable. He had a great sense of humor because we were all a bunch of young bandits, and we were making jokes and stuff. And he's lying, taking a snooze on his bench in the studio, and some hipster comes up and says, "Bless me, Pops." And he just, without blinking, he looked up and in the sign of a cross, snapped his fingers 3-4 times. And he was a cool guy, But I never met the rest of them.
Vincent Price was, friends with my aunt and uncle, and I guess him and his wife went over there and had dinner because he was into cooking. I don't know if you knew that. He was he'd travel around. My aunt would travel and he'd cook. And my aunt Adeline was married to George Hayes, and if this rings a bell, George's brother Bill. Yeah, Bill Hayes,
Bill Hayes, of course, for 25 years, He was a much bigger star than I was to begin with on daytime.
He was my cousin, and his brother, George, was the president of World Book Encyclopedia. So, interesting family there. But so you know him, that's cool. Well, of course, you guys are in the soaps.
Well, I was fortunate, when I first started in the theater in New York, I got married very early, and then I had children pretty early, and so I had to make a living, and so fortunately I got on Young Dr. Malone, and then the rest is pseudo-history, and I was always grateful, because also when I was in New York, I did 9 Broadway shows and 22 off-Broadway shows, more or less while I was doing soap operas. I mean, it was a nightmare schedule, but especially with Another World, I did like 4 shows while I was on Another World and traveling to Brooklyn and then, partying at Joe Allen's until the wee small hours with Billy Devane and all these guys. Yeah, it was quite an era. I'm amazed that I'm still alive.
Young Dr. Malone.
That's what we could do when we were young. We could work all of those shows and do all of that stuff. But you're still a very busy man. I mean, between building houses.
Yeah. Well, you see, I'm married to this young active Russian, so I can't exactly sit in a rocking chair, can I?
So you still have some leading young, leading man.
Well, I'm still breathing. Thank the good Lord.
So this the scripts you've got going on now, we were talking the other day, is something to do with your boats. You can film it on your boats. How does that go?
Oh yeah, well that's another thing. You see, in Challenger Foundation, I gave that foundation to some younger guys in the sheriff's department, but I'm still a board member, and I have use of the boat that I got and restored myself, and it's a 90-year-old 60-foot sailboat. And that's going to be in one of the stories. And then I also have a 30-foot sailboat that we're using. So it'll be very inexpensive, because the biggest expense in any film about marine stuff is the marine equipment. And I have it all. And then we just shot a piece of the trailer for that thing we call The Island. That's the working title. We just shot a piece of the trailer on my little sailboat out of Catalina using a drone helicopter camera.
Wow.
And it was really cool, yeah. So now I got to shoot a couple more scenes for the trailer. And then I don't know, you can help me, because I don't know anything about raising money for making movies, but maybe you guys can help me do that, you know?
Well, you know, there's a possibility there. Eric's really connected with his Easy Way Broadcasting, and he, you know, you were mentioning, I was just going to ask you, and Aretha talks about this with the technology. You know, the world, we've seen a lot from finding the payphone, and if you want to get a hold of somebody, you need a dime, to coming up to this era with the cell phones, and like Aretha was talking about, a phone that's a pen. Yeah, so
I've
now you're doing the drone, so you're somewhat keeping up with all this. And, I mean, I'm proud of you now. You have your drone flying around.
Well, the bay is all done on Canon 5Ds. And I've shot, the last five movies I've done have been on either the Dragon or the Red Cam or Canon 5 and 7Ds and stuff, all digital. So the great thing about digital, which again saves money in the movie, and I'm learning, you know, all that producer stuff, is that you can tape and film the rehearsals. And and many, many times the actors are at their best in the first rehearsal. And if you don't have it on tape, forget about it, you know. But so even Gregory, I encouraged him. He was used to shooting on film before. And I said, Gregory, tape the first rehearsal, and you'll be amazed what you get sometimes. And that's what we do all the time now on the bay,
you know. I've heard that.
Are you directing also?
No, not on the bay. Christos is the only other director on the bay besides Gregory so far. We're going to talk.
Yeah.
We're going to talk. But at the moment, I'd rather concentrate on acting on the bay and producing, and then producing and acting in my own movie and directing it.
Wow. That's going to keep you busy.
Yeah.
No,
I think for a year.
Our viewers are kind of tech-savvy, some of our baby boomers. Is there any way, are you on Facebook or Twitter or have anybody?
I am on Facebook. I am Facebook night and day. My wife says, will you get off that Facebook? I said, no, not really.
So how can
check it out.
You on Facebook?
Yeah, it's Nicholas without an H. See, most people think there's an H in it. And then it's Coster, C-O-S-T-E-R. Now, there is another very good actor named Nicholas Coster Muldaw. He's on Crown of Thorns. What's the name? The British series. It's the age.
They know what it is. I don't watch it, but everybody else does.
Oh, man. Well, this guy's
really
good.
I can't think of it.
But his name, he had to change his last name because mine, I had my name in there first. But his name is Nicholas Coster Muldaw. So this is just Nicholas Coster on Facebook. Yeah. And I'd be glad to answer anybody that calls in. All right?
N-I-C-O-L-A-S. Right.
N-I-C-O-L-A-S-C-O-S-T-E-R. Yeah.
Now, when are you gonna be back in town?
I'll be back in L.A. just briefly, and then I'm getting on a plane and going to see my grandson in Connecticut because they have Grandfather's Day at his school.
Okay.
So I'm going, and that's on Friday. And then I'll be back.
Is your boat still down in Seal Beach area?
No, it's in the Marina del Rey.
Marina del Rey, okay. When we did the Shot on the Bay series when you were down there, wasn't that around Seal Beach somewhere?
No, it was in the Marina del Rey. It's always been there. Seal Beach is near Long Beach.
Nicholas, before we let you go, can I get you to do a shout-out for Baby Boomers Live? Just saying, I'm doing it the easy way on Baby Boomers Live.
Sure, what do I do? I'm a computer boob.
just say your name and you're doing it the easy way, and you're on Baby Boomers Live.
Okay. This is Nicholas Koster. I'm doing it the easy way on Baby Boomers Live.
All right,
awesome.
Not bad. And, hey, give us a ring when you get back. And I know you can't stay for long, but we'll go down there and see what's going on, and we'll talk about your
That's
movie
right.
and
come,
so forth.
Oh, come and be a guest anytime, please. Thank you so much. And thanks
oh, yeah.
for taking
Thank
the time, y'all.
Well, thanks for coming
thanks
on the show.
Thanks for talking to it.
Thanks to Orange County. I used to take my scuba diving students down to Laguna all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Dana Point, Laguna.
Those,
yeah. All right. Look forward to talking to you, and we'll do
Cheers.
It soon. All right,
Thank
Nick.
You, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Last week, I went to a seminar on holograms, and it is amazing what they're doing with holograms. There was a big brouhaha when they brought back, for Coachella, they brought back Tupac. Now, Tupac has been gone for quite some time, but he did a concert right there at Coachella a couple of years ago, and everybody was amazed at how real it is. They have a concert, if you Google online, for Michael Jackson hologram, where Michael Jackson is doing a song never performed before by Michael Jackson, and it looks just like him. Well, I was at Hologram USA. They have a studio, and they actually projected people live in front of me onto a hologram. There was a movie out recently called Kingsman, where they had all the board members sitting around the board table, and at the end of the meeting, they all beamed up because they were all holograms. That technology actually exists. It costs a small fortune, but if you want to go and get your own hologram made, you too can live forever. I saw the technology. It's already here. My question was, how long before they do away with actors? Because if they can make our holograms while we're alive, or even after we're dead, what are they going to need actors for? They tried to assure me that actors are not going to be replaced, but I'm not really sure about that. But if you want to go get your own hologram, you can go down to Hollywood USA. It's in Beverly Hills. They'll do a hologram of you, and you can live forever. Your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to actually see you and even interact with you. These holograms now are so that they actually interact. They can give them artificial intelligence. So even after you're gone, they can make them mimic you. Amazing. That's
Rita, you know what?
Today.
Rita, check this out. Did you see Man of Steel, the Superman movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you're not. Okay, if you watch that, I think that's what you're talking about, because Russell Crowe comes back after, as his father, but he's a holographic image, and I think that's kind of where you're at. That's a little advanced because he's doing all this stuff, but,
right,
I can see where you're at.
It's real. It's
yeah.
absolutely real.
And I could see Aretha twerking. I could see you twerking with your holographic image, Aretha. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay,
so,
well, I've got to go because I'm doing some ADR, which is some additional dialogue recording for
right.
a movie called Bound and Babysitters, which will be out shortly. I'll let everybody know when that's coming out. And so I got to go. So, Jim, you go ahead, do your Jim's, and have a great rest of the show and the rest of the week, and I'll see you next Monday.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Hi, guys. Well, anyway, I'm anxious to see Aretha do her holographic image with her twerking scenario. But so I'm just going to touch base on gaining memory or the memory issue with baby boomers. You know, baby boomers with troubles often do not seek medical help. That's the scenario. About, well, 1 out of 8 baby boomers have experienced issues of memory loss over the past several years, so accounting to a center of disease control. You know, it's an issue. You go out to your car and you forgot where you're at. I mean, that's commonplace. But in a first-of-its-kind study, the CDC examined the self-reported survey data of 5,900 American adults age 60 and older. And the study, it was done, basically discover how many were struggling with cognitive problems. And in the study, they were, well, say in the past 12 months, okay, have you experienced confusion or memory loss that's happening a little bit more often than normal? Or you figure, you know, I've been through this before, but it seems to be getting a little worse. Okay, and does your confusion or memory loss interfere with your ability to work if you're still working or just involvement in social activities? All right, overall, nearly 13% of people 60 or over felt that their memory had not been sharp for at least a year, and 35% of those with memory loss issues have reported having problems, you know, and with household chores and simple things like that, or contacting relatives, forgetting numbers. And the bottom line is there's a good memory. There's a situation there that can help, guys. It's not that it's you've heard the scenarios, okay, once brain loss is there, it can't regenerate. And, all right, the concern overall should be addressed. And the old memory situation, it can be changed, guys. If your memory starts fading and no matter what the scenario, you think that's it. Well, it's not. You can change all this and do your research. There's institutions that work with this with diet, and there's several diets that help, and there's also exercises you can do. And I'm just going to wrap this up because of a time situation, but there was a situation on TV that was this gentleman was working with a scenario with memory loss and so on and so forth. They had a deck of cards, and they said, how many cards can you remember? How many people can remember the top 5, 10, 15 cards? Well, in the beginning of the test, he did 7 cards. Some people did 3, some did 5, and some could even do 10. Well, at the end of this one-month course, 30 days, guess how many cards he could repeat? The number he repeated was 52. And what he worked with is a series of exercises that help memory. And believe it or not, this research institute of psychiatrists and everything else at this top university picked 2 people, a juggler and a magician. And what it did was the magician stumped the mind, and the juggler, it's hand-eye coordination. It puts the mind to a test. And you know, no matter if it's whatever it is, you can add more things to that. You could learn billiards. Look at all the angles you're working with. Your mind is analyzing and working with all these different scenarios instead of just sitting, watching TV. And there's programming we like, but you don't have to do it all the time. Exercise helps. Learning a new scenario, learning a new, kind of technology on the radio, on the internet. So work with that. And the other thing is with the technology, with the Easy Way Broadcasting and the situations I've been in with Eric, the technology that I'm not a tech guy, and yet I'm seeing the meetings he's in with this high-tech stuff, and he's presenting what he has, and he's amazing people, and then he's seeing some of the stuff that people have. And like, for instance, yesterday he showed me the apps they have for television now. You have apps that you can use for your different cable scenarios. and the whole programming, you're learning. So your mind's expanding, and all this helps. So anyway, guys, that's the name of that tune. Like I said in the report, get your sleep, eat right, do your veggie drinks, and get out and exercise. So, and watch the video, Easy Way Broadcasting. Go online, easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out our Baby Boomer show, Baby Boomers Live. And guys, just, and the studio, oh my God, it's just endless. And you keep busy, guys, in the studios. He's involved with now the largest, beautiful studio in Orange County. There's a studio in, I believe it's Hollywood, and another one in Glendale. So Easy Way Broadcasting is getting out there and getting connected. So, guys, until next week, keep in tune with us. Don't sit around on your couches. Remember, if you're a baby boomer, it takes you a little bit longer to get up off the couch. It doesn't have to be that way. Keep busy. Meet people. Get involved. Volunteer. Do your exercises and just keep moving. You don't have to be a radical at this, just every once in a while, just doing something, keep busy. So till then, we will be talking to Aretha, and I will be talking to you. Thank you, Nicholas, for coming on, and looking forward to seeing you down here when you get back, and we'll be talking to you next week. So this is Jim Zulli from Baby Boomers Live signing off.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zulli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Love All Humans Radio Show with your host.
I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment, the Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.lovealhumans.com.
And email us at join@lovealhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out LoveAllHumansRealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support Easy.
And the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
For doing it the easy way. We love you. Love all humans.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EZWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EZWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.